We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Chav Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 6 lines from the top, or 7 lines from the top. The beginning of the line is Choshev L'Shlui Aleh, starting by Mesveh. We had Rava said over Memra. He says that if you make a Shua on a Kikar, and you eat it up, so then, the halach is, you have to have a Kazayis left in order to be Shoyal on it. What Rava's Chiddush is, that once the thing is not here anymore, you cannot make Ataras Nedarim or Ataras Shuas on that. You can't be Shoyal on Shua anymore once it's not around anymore. It has to still be around. The Issa still has to be around. But if the Issa was done, you cannot be Shoyal on it. That's Rava's Chiddush. And then Rava says that if it's a leftover Kazayis, so then that's enough to be Shoyal on it. Or the reason is because there's another Issa Kazayis, and that could be Migu that's Chal on that, Chal on the first one. Look, like the Gemara said before, two mahalchim. So now the Gemara has a kasha.
The fact that he ate already,
mm-hmm.
Kazayis, doesn't matter how much is left over.
Right.
He should be over right away.
Right. So one mahalach is that since there's another Issa Kazayis, so Migu that the Shiloh works for the next Kazayis will work on that Kazayis also. He's definitely over right away. But Lafreya doesn't work. Lafreya, when you then turns out you never ate an Issa. Shalos, how could you do the She'ela? Teretz is because right now I have Isser left, I can make She'ela. But if no Isser left, I can't make She'ela. That's Rava's Chiddush. So Meisei, when that's a Kasha, Misha, no other Shtei Naziris, we have it to Sefta, it says someone made two Naziris. Which means, Allah is, if someone says I'm Kabbal Ziris, Kabbal two Naziris, he has to keep both of them consecutively. First 30 days, brings a carbon, then another 30 days. And what happened here is like this, Misha, no other Shtei Naziris, one over his Shoina. He first did the first 30 days in Naziris, and he did all the halachas on Aziris, the hifresh la carbon, he put aside a carbon. The achakach nishal arishoina. Before he brought the kavanos, he was shoyal arishoina. So the halacha is the she'ela works, and the shoyna now is gone, and he doesn't have to keep the second 30 also because it's keilu. He kept the second 30 ready also la yishnei arishoina. Whatever he did the first 30 days will be instead for the second one now. So what's the kasha? You see clearly you can be shoyal arishoina even though you finished in Aziris. Rava says once you finish something, you can't be shayl on it. Here it's mefurish that when you finished it, you can be shayl on it. So Gemara answers, how come I ask you on bishaloi kiper? The case is that you didn't bring the kabbonis yet. So since you didn't bring the kabbonis yet, so therefore it's still in the middle of the Naziris. The kapara, the kabbonis, a part of Naziris. The kapara is not just a kapara on something that you did avera for. That is part of the neder of Naziris, is the kabbonis. By a Nazir that does not become Tommy brings Kabbalahs. Why? That's part of his Nether. So he's still in the middle of his Nether now. That's why you can be Shail on it. So that's...
Isn't the carbon not on the Nether?
It is.
The carbon is on the fact that he took upon
himself. No, that's the Nether, exactly. Well, hey, take upon his ears. Exactly what you're saying. It's also he took upon his ears. What's that? That's a Nether. When you make Kabbalah his ears, that's a Nether. That is the Nether. So here, we weren't keepers, so still in the middle. Fake Tanya, keeper. It says, even if keeper, you can still do it. You still could be shayel. So tomorrow was shloi gilach. You didn't take your haircut yet. There's a man yom holds that until you drink wine in time of mason, you have to have a haircut. Break tomorrow about tanya gilach. It sounds like it says that I could do a shayla even after gilach, even after haircut. Amravashi. So it sounds like a bomba kasha rava. Amravashi. You know, naziris is different. This case is different at least. Naziris karamis. Yes, a kashv on Naziris. Mi garam l'shniyas l'tachol rishoina. What caused the second one to be chal? The rishoina. Ve'eina. And it's not here anymore. Now you took away the rishoina, l'shniyas was chal. Now what in the world is Gemara's Teretz? So it's you have to explain this. So Rashi has a pshat, and Rashi is very hard to understand. Rashi says that, over here, the whole rishoina is still here, because since the shnia comes v'makimit, so it's ki'ilu the rishoina is here. But the shaila is, what do you mean? You finished the rishoina. You can read Rashi and saw it. It's very hard to understand Rashi. Rashi says, "Kloimah mi garm loch loimah asher yom hamanuyim loy l'shnia nimnu el rishoina." Who told you that the first 30 you counted was for the rishoina, not for the shnia? Who said the tema ozlo rishoina tikshloch? That makes you have a kasha rishoina left. Rishoyna hoisigarev slime kin. It was Rishoyna that caused you to say that. Ve'ina veregila chacham lecha shecharat hasa shazeh charat of akas Rishoyna mekara. V'nimtza minyan hamadu shel shnia nimna. It turns out that the shnia really is this, those days are really the shnia. V'kula Rishoyna kati avakayimik as nishal. And the Rishoyna is still here when nishal. You might just can't read it. The Tosfos Rosh already asks on Rashi. He doesn't understand what Rashi is saying. So therefore, Tosfos Rosh explains that the mahalach is a different mahalach. He says like this, that what's causing the shniyah not to be chal? Why would I count the first 30 days? Is it not a kiyum of the second zir? His teretz is the rishayna. So it turns out that the rishayna, even when I finished it, it's still around a little bit. It's around in a way that it's stopping the shniyah from being chal. So that's called, it's still here a little bit. It's here in a way that it's stopping the second one from being chal. So that is why it's enough to be shayel on it, because it was here as an ikuv, as a, something that's stopping the other thing from being chal. That's why the rishayin is still kayim. Now the question was this, we'll repeat over the question. The question was on Rava, the Chayra, once you finish something, how you shayel on it, teretz is, the rishayin is still here. So what does mean rishayin is still here? So Rashi is very hard to understand what it means rishayin is still here. So the Tosfos Rosh says, rishayin is still here, it is here in a way that it's being ma'akev. What makes it over here is, you see, you have to wait to the next 30 days to count the second Naziris. Obviously, it's here in a way that it's stopping the second one being chal. And that's what it means, that's why you can be shel on it.
How long do you have after the first one ends, according to this, to be shel on it?
Until you start the second one. Because until you start... Once you start the second one, then it can't say it's equal anymore. It sounds like you still can be shy on it. But as long as it's God, not true, because you really have to start the second one right away. Yeah, you have to start the second one right away. But until the second one starts, it's still here, because that's stopping the second one from starting. That's the mahalach. It's hard to understand the Gemara, but that's the words Rav Ashi starts.
Yeah. Process.
Yeah. So a meimar argues a rava, and a meimar says, I don't hold the whole thing. I'm a filu achla kula nishola. If you eat entire kazayas or the entire kikar, you still get shoyl on it. And what's the pshat? So a meimar is mechadish that if you didn't get the oinish yet, you still get shoyl on it. That's the chiddush. If you didn't get the oinish yet, you still can be shayel on it, because it's still around in a way of its oinish. So, if it was a shayeg, you didn't bring the carbon yet. If you did it b'mezid, you're over the shua, that's missing the malchus. But if you tied him on the omid, which means you're setting him up, getting him ready for malchus already, then it's too late, because it's done. Kedush Shmuel, Dama Shmuel, kaftu ala omid, v'rotz v'bez n'pater. You tied him on the omid and he ran away. You're pater. So he's saying, Rameh, first of all, argues with Rava, and he says that even when it's finished, it's still going to be shayel. Why? Because it's missing the oinish. And then he says, but if you tied him on the amud, so then already he is, he cannot be shayel on it, because he's ready as a kiyam of his malchus. How do you know? Because Shmuel says, he tied him on the amud, and he ran away from Bezdin, you're potter. And the mercy of Lahi.
Why can't it be like Rava, leave with the Rashi? Huh?
How
can it be like Rava, leave with the Rashi's
pshat? What do you mean, Rava Rashi's pshat? What do you mean?
As long as there's something left.
No, so we spoke about that, and it was different. That carbon is not part of the... This chiddush of Meimer is not like Rava, because carbon is not part of the neder, or the shua. It's a oinish fit. So that's a chiddush, that's a oinish fit. Mashenke by Naziris, that was part of the neder. So here, we're saying here, the chiddush Shmuel. Now the Mara says, V'lohi hasam rots, hacha alohi rots. Here you ran away, there you didn't run away. So it's just a zaytik thing. We said that according to if you tied him in the omid, you're then ready. It's potter and it's too late. You can't be shayel on it. So the Moshe is not exactly like Shmuel, because Shmuel says you have to run away in order to be potter. But if you just get tied to the omid, you still did not get your oinish. Like Rashi speaks out, Hosam rots from the spaza b'menusa. You get embarrassed by running away. The ik of a nikla chicha kivin shenikla reyu achicha. But Stam, until he gets tied and runs away, you still could shail on it, because it's not considered potter until he actually runs away or he starts getting his malchus. He cannot, it's not finished. So the Gemara answers that Amemar argues on Rava, that Amemar holds that even if it's finished, you still could be shail on it. Zotu Gemara Vaitim. Amar Rava. You know what, we'll start on the next recording, the next tomorrow.